time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at Steinway Hall in New York City. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And Bruce is playing the Steinway Spirio R Concert Grand for this week's Piano Puzzler. As always, Bruce has taken a familiar tune. He's rewritten it in the style of a great classical composer. We've got a caller on the line, actually two callers on the line today. We'll see if either or both can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And let's bring them in one by one. Stephanie Ann Landers from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Stephanie Ann, great to have you on the Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you so much, Fred. I'm really excited to be here.
And Stephanie Ann, your mother, Susan, is there as well. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Fred. Great to be here with you.
Oh, so good to have you. And Susan, let's start with you. What's the role of music in your life?
I started playing the piano when I was 5 and have been playing the piano all of my life since then. I have a master's degree in piano performance from the University of New Mexico and have taught and accompanied and performed solo recitals. I've played for churches. I've played for choirs. I've done a lot of stuff that practically every pianist does.
And Stephanie Ann, so you grew up with your mother playing the piano and seeing and hearing all that.
Yes. She was also my accompanist most of the time.
Do you sing? Do you play?
I started playing the piano and then I took up the flute and voice, and I do still play and sing. And my mother is still my favorite accompanist.
That's great. Well, Stephanie Ann and Susan, Bruce is here. He's got a piano puzzler for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Feel free to brainstorm with each other. And if you happen to get stuck, I'm on standby.
Very good.
Let's give it a try. Here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, that was just gorgeous. And Bruce, a longer than usual piano puzzler this week.
Yes, Fred, it's the same length as the piece I was thinking of.
Okay, well, Susan and Stephanie Ann, what did you hear?
Well, I got Amazing Grace moments before my mother wrote it down.
Well, it reminded me a great deal of a Chopin nocturne. I believe it's a Chopin nocturne. Having been retired now for a few years, I sort of let all that stuff slip.
Ah, Bruce, is that Chopin?
No, it's not a Chopin nocturne, but it is one of these warhorse pieces that I'm sure you've played.
It could be Brahms.
Yes, it could. but do you think it is?
That was the other thought.
It's actually not only in the style of Brahms, but it is modeled phrase by phrase on a famous piece of Brahms called Intermezzo in A Major Opus 118 Number 2, which I copied practically every single thing that happens in that piece and just smashed the tune into it. One of my favorite parts of that intermezzo is at the end where the phrasing is off. So if you look at Brahms' music very often, you will see that the phrasing does not align with the bars.
The harmonic downbeat feels different from the melodic downbeat.
Right.
In a way. Well, now that we know Amazing Grace in the style of this Brahms intermezzo, Bruce, could we hear this all the way through one
yes.
more time?
Yes, you may.
You know, I'm imagining somebody tuning in the middle of that, because it's a longer than usual piano puzzler, and thinking, ah, yes, the Brahms intermezzo. But wait a minute, what's going on there?
Yeah. I have to say, when I play something like this, I have moments like that too.
So very much in the style, bar for bar, following the changes of that Brahms A major intermezzo and interweaving the tune Amazing Grace, and well picked out by Susan Lander. Susan, you named Johannes Brahms as the composer whose style Bruce was imitating, and your daughter Stephanie Ann named the tune Amazing Grace. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Susan and Stephanie Ann, a real treat having you calling in from Albuquerque. And when you're not calling in to play live on the air, how do you normally hear piano puzzlers?
KUNM 89.9, one of our local radio stations.
Yes, the great public radio station there in Albuquerque. And you can also hear them on the PT site, yourclassical.org. Susan Landers and Stephanie Ann Landers, thank you so much for calling in and playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thanks, Fred.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
It was
a
lot of
fun. Beautiful.
Yes, gorgeous. I'm so glad to have that in my mind's ear now. Amazing Grace in the style of Brahms. And Bruce, great to be doing Piano Puzzlers here at Steinway Hall in New York City. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Such a creative thinker. I don't know how he does it, but I love the way Bruce Adolph's brain works. You know, if you've ever been curious how composers come up with their ideas, check out a podcast called Composer's Datebook. It's a new 5-minute episode every single day. John Burge focuses on a different composer each day, from people like Mozart and Beethoven to wonderful composers of our time. I give this podcast 5 stars. Look for Composer's Datebook wherever you get your podcasts.